Prosecutor Tawanda Zwekare told the court that Mtetkwa obstructed the police from performing their lawful duties on March 17 this year when representing her client, Thabani Mpofu, whose house was being searched by the police. The police claimed they were looking for illegal dockets that were being compiled by Mpofu, a researcher in Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's office, and three of his workmates who were also arrested in connection with the same offense. Zwekare said Mtetkwa arrived at Mpofu's residence in Harare's Westgate suburb and, without asking any question, ordered the police to stop the searches, saying they were unconstitutional and unlawful. The prosecutor said Mtetkwa then took photographs of what the police were doing using her cell phone that was later confiscated by officers upon her arrest. Mtetkwa's attorney, Harrison Nkomo, told the court that the police did not have a warrant when they conducted the search at Mpofu's residence. Zwekare then called the first state witness, Lakson Mukaji, a chief superintendent in the drug section of the Criminal Investigations Department. Mukaji said Mtetkwa vowed to release the footage that she had taken with her mobile phone to the international media. Mukaji also told the court that Mtetkwa labeled him and his team of officers as Mugabe's dogs in the vernacular Shona. But Nkomo said this could not be true because Mtetkwa, who comes from Swaziland, cannot speak Shona. The witness said the commotion caused by Mtetkwa resulted in police abandoning their search at Mpofu's residence. He said this also made them to arrive late at Mr. Tsvangirai's Belgravia offices, where he claimed that four computers were removed shortly before their arrival. Mukaji told the court that upon arrival at the Belgravia offices, Mtetkwa complained to him that one of the male officers, only identified in court as Mamiza, sexually abused her by touching her thighs without her consent. Mukaji said he did not investigate the matter after Mtetkwa asked him not to pursue it. Although Mtetkwa claimed that a warrant to search Mpofu's house was not shown to her, Mukaji stunned the court that the police can conduct searches with or without a warrant. Nkomo said her client was a victim of a grand conspiracy after officers went to the Law Society of Zimbabwe, the High Court, and the Immigration to check if her papers were in order following her arrest. He said the agents of the Central Intelligence Organization also visited her ex-husband looking for any information that the state could use to pin her down. But Mukaji rejected this, saying the police does not have any vendetta against the top human rights lawyer. Magistrate Rumbidzai Mugwagwa adjourned the trial to Saturday when Mukaji is expected to be cross-examined by the defense after Nkomo indicated that he had trial matters to attend to in the High Court starting tomorrow. Earlier, Mugwagwa had dismissed Mtetkwa's application to postpone the commencement of her trial, saying she had other important court matters to attend to. The magistrate dismissed the application for lack of merit. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.